Wealth Within offers a range of investment and educational services to help you secure your financial future. Whether you're an aspiring trader or simply want to increase the strength of your portfolio, Wealth Within are dedicated to maximising your investment returns.
Welcome to Talking Wealth. I'm Blake Sterling, analyst and assessor at Wealth Within. Over the next couple of weeks, I'm going to be discussing a subject that's very important to all of us, and that's superannuation. And my goal is to provide information that I hope you can take on board to achieve the maximum benefits from your own super fund. Now, when I was 17 years old, I received my first piece of financial advice regarding my superannuation. I was working as a kitchen hand at Red Rooster at the time, and on this particular day, my manager, Norm, approached me. Now, Norm was a really nice guy, a very wise man, probably in about his early 60s, and he lived quite a modest but comfortable lifestyle. And he was one of those people that basically refused to retire as he believed it was too boring and that his better half would bug him too much. And that was the main reason why he held the management role at Red Rooster. So on this particular day, again, he approached me and put his hand on my shoulder and said, "Blake, you're a pretty smart kid and you're probably going to achieve a lot in your lifetime, but I'm going to give you some advice. No matter how much money you earn, make sure you put at least an extra 5% of your wage in your super on top of the employer contributions." And he said, "It may seem like a small amount, but trust me, it's going to grow." Now, I reckon that's some pretty solid advice, don't you? And did I listen? Not a chance. I was way too interested in girls and cars to worry about forking out more money into my super. And besides, retirement age was about 50 or so years away, so what did it matter? Fortunately, my habits have changed and I now make regular contributions to my super based on Norm's advice. However, this attitude of who cares in relation to superannuation is still proliferant throughout not only my generation, but younger generations and also older generations. And this whole lack of proper investment planning could see a huge number of these people relying on government handouts to fund their lifestyle, which to me really isn't a lifestyle at all, but just an existence. I've been doing a bit of research on this subject and I've got a lot of interesting figures here from the CPA website, and I'd really encourage everyone out there to go to the website because they have some really interesting articles on superannuation that include a lot of great figures on where we are at this particular point in time and how you can really maximise all the benefits of your superannuation. Now, what the CPA website states is that a single male or female who works from the age of 25 and receives an average income and the standard 9% compulsory contribution up to the full retirement age of 65 with no additional contributions will have enough income at retirement to maintain a lifestyle that is somewhere between 76 and 80% of that which they enjoyed whilst working full time. Interestingly, the more you earn, the more of a lifestyle downshift you'll experience if you just rely on the superannuation guarantee for retirement. Now, this obviously pertains to the higher discretionary spending and a fancier lifestyle for people who are earning a little bit more money. So the question is, can you cope with a lifestyle downgrade of a quarter in retirement? Now, some may say that they will have their house paid off and that will alleviate the high cost burden, which in general is true. But as we get older, what we have to remember is some of our expenses go up, and namely medical costs. But what if you don't own your own home and you're still renting? How will you cope? What if you do not plan on retiring at the age of 65? Purely relying on the superannuation guarantee can result in a pretty crummy retirement. So what can you do? The first choice is to start making regular contributions into your super, either by salary sacrifice or contributions from after-tax pay. Now, salary sacrifice, obviously, in my opinion, is the preferred option, given the tax benefits associated. And by salary sacrificing just 3% of your before-tax wage, your standard of living in retirement could increase by 11 to 22%. That's a huge jump. And imagine the results if you could sacrifice just a few more percent. Thanks for listening to me today. I'm Blake Sterling, and this has been Talking Wealth.
Talking Wealth was brought to you by Wealth Within. To learn how you too can maximise your investment returns, call 1300 ShareTrade.